Now, two of the most respected names in Northern Soul are back. Angelo Starr and the producer-songwriter Ian Levine have come together to release Motor City Records' first ever Christmas single. Can you believe that? But before we chat to Angelo Starr, we're going to play the record. This is Another Lonely Christmas in the Motor City. Great voice.
Wow. Another Lonely Christmas in the Motor City by Angelo Starr. And Angelo is on the line. Good morning, Angelo.
Good morning, David. Good morning, Kerry.
Hi. Wowza.
What a fantastic voice. Angelo, I met your brother and it sounds like I'm talking to him.
Well, a couple of people have said that over time and I've always taken that as to be a great compliment, you know.
It is. To have two such good singers in the same family is rare. That, by the way, in case you're thinking what I'm talking about, listeners, Angelo's brother is Edwin Starr.
The talented family. Now, Angelo, what made you decide to do a Christmas song? Because it's quite a bold thing to do.
It is certainly a bold thing to do. But, you know, I had tried in my home studio many years ago to do something, and it felt disingenuous when I'd done it. You know, I was doing it for the wrong reasons. I thought, oh, I'll do a Christmas record. But One Media approached me and Ian Levine about doing a Christmas record, and it felt like the time was right. You know, we've gone through some very difficult times in recent years, and I'm sure I don't have to tell anybody what those are. But it felt like it was the right time. I had something to say, and we needed some uplifting, you know, right now.
It's really uplifting. It packs a punch. Have you worked with Ian Levine before, or was this your first time?
No, I've worked with them over the years. We had a documentary that we were doing about my brother, Edwin. And when we were doing that documentary in the studio, we were just chit-chatting and talking about songs and thing. And I started singing a particular song. And he stopped in his tracks and said, "Oh, my God, I never realized that you know, were that kind of a singer as well." Wow. And that led us to doing recordings over the years, and we've released about 12 songs now together, which has been an amazing opportunity for me.
Now, Angela, you were Edwin's little brother, but did you kind of grow up around Motown and around the sort of the artists that your brother would have been working with as well?
I did, yeah, because I was the youngest, there were times when he would drag me around to recording studios and rehearsal situations. Motown used to have these events called, like in-house productions where they would have all of their artists on at the same time. So I got to see young Stevie and Marvin and, you know, Diana Ross and others. And it was just amazing. But the craziest thing of it all was that I didn't really realize how significant that would be at the time.
Mm. Yeah.
Because as a young kid, you're just doing what you do. You know, I'm going with my older brother. And I had no idea when I was sitting in the barbershop next to these five guys that they were going to be the Jackson Five that we eventually came to know.
Wowza.
Amazing.
And when you went growing up around that, I'm guessing that would have two ways of working in you. Either you're going to be the child that says, "I can't do this. I'm never going to go near this," or you get the bug. So at what age did you start thinking, "Oh, maybe I could do this"?
I, funnily enough, probably did it the other way around. I was given at one Christmas, I was given a guitar, yeah, and I tinkered around on it and so forth, and it was like no big deal, but you know, yeah, I played it while I had it, and then that led to me having a bug as I became a young teenager. You know, other friends started to play instruments, and we had this thing in schools in America which was music in schools, and it became very instrumental for a lot of people.
Yeah.
Because it gave you an opportunity to experience playing and expressing yourself, not through your textbooks, but through music.
Yeah.
And that kind of led me to thinking, you know, this is pretty cool. And of course, seeing Edwin involved in that industry,
yeah,
it ultimately gave me a pathway to enter.
I love the fact that you've talked about being on the guest list of these Motown shows where you got to meet all these artists, but the thing that made you want to be the really get into it was music in schools. I love that. It just goes to show, doesn't it? When it's applicable, when it's actually really relevant to you. Just
absolutely
incredible.
You know, if you have things that you and your friends are doing together, you know, you play basketball in the morning or football or, you know, whatever, you go talk about girls in the evening, it's all the same thing. You know, you're sharing the experience with your friends. And once everybody got to that age where we started enjoying listening to the music as a part of our, you know, teenage years, it became obvious that there was a desire to do more with this music thing than just listen to it.
Angela, tell us about Angela Starr and the team.
Ooh, well, I was asked by Edwin to come. He decided, let me go back a little bit. He decided to relocate to the UK in the late 80s, and he did that because he realized that a lot of American artists would come to the UK, do their one show a year, maybe once every couple of years, and then disappear, leaving their fans to be, you know, kind of lost into what, you know, when they would see those artists next. So he decided he'd like to come over and spend some more time.
He
over
was loved here.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he definitely was. And when he did that, he started working on album projects, and I came to visit him, and he asked me if I would consider staying.
Wow.
I couldn't at that time because, amongst other things, I was an electrical engineer in America and doing music on the side.
Yeah.
But then I came back on a further occasion, and he made me the proposition again, and I said to him, "Well, if you can keep me busy, I will stay." And
wow.
And that's been my situation. Here I stand. But you asked about the team. You know, the team was Edwin's touring band, which he found here in the UK originally through another artist named Clem Curtis.
And I know Clem.
You know Clem. Well, Clem had some young musicians, and Edwin approached him to ask him if, you know, he might know some other musicians. And Clem introduced him to some young guys. And ironically, those young guys that he introduced him to all those years ago are now still part of the Edwin Starr Band.
That's fantastic. And you are now going to be performing with them in London. Talk about, you know, like reaching your fans. You are at the Pizza Express on Friday, the 23rd of December. Are there any tickets still available?
I believe there are still some tickets available. It's not a massive venue in its size, but what people like about it is that it's very intimate. And I love that too.
Yeah, amazing. Angelo Starr, thank you so much for being our music guest today on Saturday Breakfast. It's been wonderful having you on the show with us. And that's Another Lonely Christmas is the name of the single. And Angelo's at London Pizza Express on Friday, the 23rd of December.